Hello, and welcome to My Music. This is a music department podcast where members of the Waldingham community share with us three pieces of music that have importance in their life. Today's guest is Michelle Clayton. People,
keep on learning. Hello, everyone. The first thing I want to say is that I'm a huge, huge fan of Desert Island Discs, and I listen to the podcasts every week, both new ones and back catalogue issues. Before lockdown, I have memories of sitting together with my extended family, trying to narrow our music choices down to 8, which is very, very difficult. So 3, as you can imagine, is impossible. I've tried to choose tracks that mean something to me, and would remind me of the people in my life that I am musically connected to, if I am ever marooned on a desert island, of course. Music is really important to me, and if I'm happy, I'm singing. I inherited my love of music from my dad. He's a great singer, and I grew up listening to his music and his voice. He loved old country folk music, such as Johnny Cash, Elvis, Willie Nelson, and also Irish folk music from groups such as the Dubliners. I knew if I couldn't sleep, my dad would sing me to sleep, and so I have chosen a song he sang to me as a lullaby. This song is about a make-believe land where everything is perfect and safe. You will hear reference to cigarette trees in this song, but my dad changed those lyrics to sugarcane trees. I like my dad's version better. The song is called The Big Rock Candy Mountain, and it is sung by Burl Ives.
The buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees, the soda water fountain where the lemonade springs and the bluebird sings in that Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, the cops have wooden legs, the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, the barns are full of hay. I want to go where there ain't no snow, where the sleet don't fall and the wind don't blow, in that Big Rock Candy Mountain. Oh, the buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees, the soda water fountain where the lemonade springs and the bluebird sings in that Big Rock Candy Mountain.
My next song choice is also from my list of 8 Desert Island Discs, as it reminds me of my teenage years and in particular my sister. She's 2 years younger than me, and we both like to listen to rock music in our late teens. She isn't a singer, and neither is my mom. But somehow the start of this song evokes really happy memories of youthful summers. The introductory words link me to my sister, Myra. She's got a smile that it seems to me reminds me of childhood memories, where everything was as fresh as a bright blue sky. If I put this song on, I would feel happy and positive. The start of the song has such a great guitar introduction, and it's Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses.
We'll
My final song choice was the most difficult to choose because it must be a song to remind me of my two children who are now adults and living their own lives. I like to think that they get their love of music from me as I got mine from my dad, as it's certainly not from their father. My children like to perform at family get-togethers as they both sing and my son plays the guitar. For me, this is one of the worst things about lockdown. No family singing after dinner and no one to sing with. But my daughter and I often burst into song on our many Zoom calls, as this is the way that we best connect. This song could have been chosen from the catalogues of many bands, such as Queen, the Arctic Monkeys, the Foo Fighters, and even from many Broadway musicals. But the one I have chosen is by the Beatles, because the song and story writing of Lennon and McCartney is just brilliant, and no Desert Island Disc compilation could exclude them. This is a song that builds and builds at the end. Anyone can join in, and I look forward to the end of lockdown when I can sing this again after dinner with my family. It is, Hey Jude.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let it run to your skin.
Thanks to today's guest, and I hope you'll join us again in the next episode of My Music. Cheaters!